Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
The 930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
The Knucklehead runners up today. We are going to begin in Bremerton. We don't know who these individuals are. It's got to be a group of them. Whoever stole Waddles the Duck, a 15-foot-tall inflatable duck, taken from a Nissan dealership in Bremerton. Now, Waddles was not property of the dealership. Waddles was the property of the Silverdale Rotary folks. They have a duck race every year, and they bring Waddles out to promote the duck race. And apparently, this helps sell all kinds of tickets. And they use the money from the tickets sold and from the duck race to do good things in the community. They've raised over $1 million over the years, and they say ticket sales are down because Waddles is gone.
Somebody needs to let the air out of these knuckleheads. It reminds me, though, of the whole Brian Regan comedian thing about selling cars and the guy that brings in the balloons and everything. You remember that whole bit? You want to sell some cars? Let me show you how it's done. And they put the balloons. Yeah. That's how you move cars, is with balloons.
Then we got the smuggler with the cocaine hair.
Yeah, this guy was flying from Bogota to Barcelona, and he gets off the plane, and he's got a very large toupee. I mean, unusually large, because he's got $35,000 worth of cocaine under his toupee. The devil's dandruff.
All right, but our 930 Knucklehead winner today is going to go to the DoorDash delivery guy.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
DoorDash, one of those delivery companies all over the country that delivers food from your favorite restaurant right to your front door. And Chris Payton of York County, Pennsylvania, ordered up a bunch of ribs from Dickie's Barbecue. And then when it showed up at the door after the driver dropped off the food, he popped the top on one of those boxes of ribs, and two of his six ribs were gone. And there were bite marks left behind. He goes, "I was just dumbfounded, shocked that something like this could really happen." Payton says he believes the DoorDash delivery driver is to blame. Well, he probably had barbecue sauce all over his face and fingers, and probably even dug into the beans, too. The cornbread.
That's a little too obvious, don't you think?
You know, when you eat one row of the corn on the cob, you know, then the guy's going to notice that you've been picking at it.
All right. Thanks to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery bringing us the 930 Knucklehead. Before we do that, you want to play a little bit of the Brian Regan bit on the balloons? I think we got a little bit of this.
I see things when I drive that intrigue me. I drove by a car dealership, and every car on the lot had a balloon on it. Every car. And I wondered, well, what led to that decision? That didn't just happen. There was a moment in time where that was decided upon, and I just wish I was there. They probably sent some new salesman into the GM's office. The guys asked me to come in and talk to you. We're not hitting our quotas, and we're not getting any drive-ons. They're wondering if you might have some ideas. Oh, yeah? Let me show you why I'm in charge. We're going to move these bad boys. Who am I to make fun of that? It must work. They wouldn't do it if it didn't work. I guess people drive by, well, that's it for my day. I am headed home. Whoa! Are those balloons?